At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. Best Show.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, it's Russ out in Newbridge Plains. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you tonight, Russ?
I'm great. I'm listening to the show. It's a winner as usual.
Oh, thank you, Russ.
Great stuff. And I'll tell you, I'm loving this fall weather. It's finally fall, right?
Yeah. It's that time of year, finally.
Getting crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Have to wear a jacket, which I love because, you know, I'm a little heavy up top, so I like to conceal a little bit.
Sure.
Probably everyone can relate to.
Sure, you wear a jacket and...
Yeah, it's nice.
It changes your look a little bit.
It does. Kind of like Fonzie, you know?
Sure. He wore a leather jacket.
No, he didn't. He wore a windbreaker.
Okay. Have you ever
No, you're right. I think he might have worn a leather jacket later. I stopped watching after the second season.
Yeah. So you watched like 5 episodes of Happy Days?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
I did come back at the end when he became a teacher, which I loved. And he had a beard?
Yes. It was very, very credible.
I liked it.
I always wondered who on the school board hired, what that was like to push through a hoodlum.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. Milwaukee, very progressive city, even back then. So, I don't know.
Yeah, well, Happy Days is, you might want to check out the middle years.
I don't know.
No.
I got more important things to do.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, one bummer about it being kind of cold out now?
What's that?
I think this is going to be the last week that I'm going to get to eat on the patio at Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips.
Mm-hmm. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips?
What? No. What's that?
That's the restaurant. I didn't even know they were still around, Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips.
Oh, I don't even know about that one. No, I'm talking about Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips.
Arthur Treacher.
Treacher, yes.
Not Treacher.
Who? No.
Yeah, okay. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips.
No, Fish and Chimps.
I've never heard of Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chimps.
Yeah.
I'm going to beg you to tell me they don't serve fish and chimps. That's not the menu at this place, is it?
No, you restaurant dummy. The chimps are the waiters. They serve the fish to the customers.
Okay. So chimps, chimpanzees.
Yes.
Are the waiters at Arthur Teacher's Fish and Chimps?
They are, yeah.
And how does that work out?
Honestly, I'd say about 2% of the fish actually makes it to the table.
Uh-huh.
But, those deep-fried oranges are numbers.
Ugh.
What?
Deep-fried oranges?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That sounds disgusting.
Oh, they're really good. Mm. Yeah. But you know what?
What?
I'll tell you one thing. I'm not here to curry favor, but I do favor curry. I didn't hear you laugh at all.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm not here to curry favor, but I do favor curry. Uh-huh.
I've been waiting years to use that zinger. I thought it would go over way better than it did. I'm really disappointed.
Yeah, well, you should be.
In you.
Wait, you're disappointed in me for what? For not laughing?
You're supposed to back up. That's the first law of comedy. You back up the other comedian.
Uh-huh. Wait, you're the other comedian.
Yeah, I look at my life as like I'm just doing a series of tight fives.
Okay, so your life is just like a tight five. So you do 12 tight fives an hour?
I do, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then there's 24 of those a day.
Yeah, keep doing it.
I can't. I'm not that good at
year,
math. I'm not good at
okay.
math. No.
Well,
it's a dumb line.
Hey, that hurts.
Oh
man, I'll tell you one thing. I am zonked. I'm going to the gym today.
Uh huh.
Oh, my trainer kicked my ass.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I go to the Hulk Factory over there on Bishop Fontana Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been there?
No.
It's where the Hulkendales work out.
Oh, the Hulkendales. I've heard of the Hulkendales.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's like a Chippendales troupe?
Mm-hmm.
Where you guys dress like the Hulk?
I don't. I wish I did.
Uh-huh.
Wish I was one of them.
Like green body paint and like torn purple jeans. And, like, a lot of grunting and yelling.
Yeah, when they start doing their dance, it's really cool. Like, their shorts will rip, and then they just go, "Aah!" And it scares a lot of the women out.
Of the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, of the performance.
Of
like
the performance.
Oh! I saw them do it once at Los Amigos.
Okay.
And it was going great, and then all of a sudden, there's just, like, 11 guys all going, "Aah!"
So it's kind of it defeats the purpose if they're supposed
to
be
yeah.
like, they're supposed to be there to appeal to women, and when they scream, it drives all the customers out.
It does, and I don't know what's less appealing, that the grunting or they make all the guys get these bowl haircuts,
like the Hulk.
Yeah, that was pretty. If I was Lou Ferrigno back then, I would be like, can we do something about the hair?
Mm-hmm.
My hair looks weak.
That's what you'd say if you were Lou Ferrigno back then.
I would have, yes.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the difference between you and Lou Ferrigno.
Well, you put me in my place big time with that.
Well, you know, I calls him like I sees him.
Well, you sure do. Mm-hmm. But anyway, my trainer?
Yeah?
He rocks. His okay. name's Crunch.
His name is Crunch?
Yep, yeah. That's actually his given name.
Crunch.
Yep, it is. When he was born, his parents took one look at him, and they just knew he was going to be a personal trainer.
As a baby?
Yes. Right out of the chute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you should sign up for sessions with Crunch.
Okay.
Yeah. One word of warning, though.
Yeah?
He's an escaped maniac.
What do you mean he's an escaped maniac?
Yeah, he is. Well, he was arrested back in the early 2000s for turning a hospital into a car wash. And then as a result, he was sent to Newbridge State Pen for like a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Basically long enough for him to be evaluated by a team of psychologists and diagnosed with an acute case of maniacism. I think that's what it's called, maniacism. And, but you know, then he went wild and turned the prison into a car wash. and he escaped, and he's been out ever since. And he works at the gym.
Uh-huh. Well, can I ask why he has not been arrested?
Oh, well, everyone's afraid of him. Even law enforcement. Officer Harrops?
Uh-huh.
He actually pays Crunch to let him wash his giant pickup truck for him.
He pays for the privilege of washing his truck.
Absolutely, yeah. I've seen Crunch walk into a GNC and walk out with a barrel of gorilla growth hormone without paying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. That's menacing.
It is, yeah. Hey, and speaking of Crunch's pickup truck,
mm-hmm.
You know that cool scene in the film Roadhouse where they drive a giant monster truck into the car dealership?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, they crash
really,
through the window.
Incredible scene, right?
Yeah.
Well, Crunch does that at Newbridge General. Yeah.
Wait, so...
He ran over a hospital, Tom.
He drove his giant truck into a hospital.
He did, yeah. He's done it several times.
Why?
Because he can do it. He can get away. You're going to tell me you wouldn't drive a giant monster truck into a hospital if you could get away with it?
Yeah,
While they're performing surgery?
Sure, I can tell you I would not drive a giant pickup truck into a hospital while surgery is being performed if I knew I could get away with it.
Good. Well, I think you should. I would.
Well, I wouldn't. And I shan't.
Okay, well.
Uh-huh.
I bet you have a couple maniacs in your life, right?
A couple maniacs?
Yeah, one's probably in the other room right now, right?
Who?
Mike.
Well, Mike's not a maniac.
Well,
I guess
I've heard some stuff.
He's all right.
I've heard some stuff.
Okay. Well, I've not heard things about.
Okay. Mike. Well,
I heard a few things.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's sick.
I know it's very true.
Is that one thing true?
Wait, you mean is it the thing about the backpack?
Yes.
Filled with pudding. Yeah, that's true.
Why does he do that?
He just likes to have a lot of pudding.
But I don't get why. Like, he'll get on the bus, and then he'll put it down on someone's seat, and then someone sits on it, and the pudding just sprays everywhere.
He loves. He just said it's what you get for riding the bus.
I don't. Oh, well, that's kind of true.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it is.
It's fair.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, have you seen the Beatles movie?
The one about their touring?
Yes.
I have not seen the Beatles movie yet.
It's quite good.
Okay, I've heard very good things about it.
I don't love how they have non-music FPs in it.
Oh, what's that? Non-music FPs, famous people.
Yeah.
Like, who's in it?
I'm trying to remember. Like, Whoopi Goldberg, who else? Some other actress. I didn't like that. I don't know. I mean, no, keep the music people in there, right? Costello's in there. He's good.
Yeah, you want to hear them talk about music. You want to hear music people talk about music.
I do. It's like, I wouldn't want to see Paul Simon in a movie about Woody Allen, right?
I think I might want to see that, though.
What would that sound like?
If Paul Simon, I don't, what's Paul Simon's voice like? Is he?
Sounds like Brixton.
So is he just kind of like, yeah, it's this movie with, is that what his voice is like?
Is he in the studio
Paul
with
Simon
you?
Paul Simon is not here.
Really?
No, he would not.
Oh my goodness.
So your thinking would be like him going like, the Manhattan murder mystery is, there you got small time crooks, you got John Lovitz running around with Tracy Ullman. Like that?
Mike, is he playing a DVD of this that I didn't even know existed?
Mike just said no.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the Phil Collins McCartney rift?
A rift? Between,
yes.
No, I haven't.
Well, apparently it was. I guess it's in Paul in Phil Collins' new book. He's got a book that I think came out today, an autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, he says I guess back in the 80s at some point, you know, he's a superstar at this point in the 80s, and he's playing some charity gig. McCartney's there also. And he brings along this recent Beatles book for McCartney to sign. Mm-hmm. And he comes up to me and he says, "Hey, Paul, would you sign this?" And McCartney turns to the person he's with and goes, "Oh, look, our little Phil is a Beatles fan." And he got really PO'd, and apparently he never forgot about it. And he's been talking about it in these interviews recently too.
That he got kind of snubbed a little bit.
Got kind of iced, yeah. So, which I think is weird, because I had the very same thing with Phil Collins.
It happened to you?
Yes, yeah, he was very cold to me when I asked him to sign my favorite Genesis fanzine.
A Genesis fanzine?
Yes.
What was the Genesis fanzine called?
It was called Genesis Effing Sucks.
Well, okay, I guess I can see why Phil Collins might not like that if you put that fanzine in front of him.
Hmm.
Yeah. Who would even put out a fanzine like that?
Oh, man, it was so long ago. God, let me see if I can remember. It was, it might have been me.
Uh-huh. It might have been you. You just,
yeah.
You had to rack your brain there to remember if you're the one
who did
the
fanzine. Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't recall.
No, well, you know, when you've smoked as much hash as I have over the years.
Uh-huh.
You know, all bets are off.
Sure. That you just,
we should smoke hash together sometime.
We should smoke hash. Yeah,
absolutely.
I might take a rain check on that.
You don't puff tuff?
I don't puff tuff. I'm sorry.
You don't do nugs?
I don't do nugs. I'm no.
All right. Hey, speaking of music,
Okay.
Did you see that Obama had his final music night at the White House last week? You know how he always have like these nights where musicians would come and perform. It was always a big deal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I guess he had his final one last week.
Okay.
Of his what do they call it? A reign? Like when Trump gets elected, will it be his reign?
Well, it's a presidency.
Okay, presidency.
Yeah, not a reign.
Okay. He had, like, Usher, and he had a couple other people, but the big thing was this Battle of the Bands.
He had a Battle of the Bands at the White House?
He did, yeah.
Do you know who was in it?
Well, the one band was his own band, Obama's band, Tramp Stamp, who I think you've discussed on the show.
We've talked about over the last 8, 9, whatever, years at this point.
Long time, yeah.
Yeah. That Obama has had this band that actually was going to sign to Discord Records, but then he kind of got too busy being president.
Yeah, so, his original plan was to go on tour that first year he was president, but, mm-hmm. You know, can't do that.
Yeah, no, I could see he might have been busy.
Yeah, but, you know, Tramp Stamp is good.
Uh-huh.
But they're not as good as Trump's band. You know, that's who Tramp Stamp actually went up against at the Battle of Bands.
Wait, Donald Trump has a band?
Oh yeah.
Okay. What? I have no idea. What is the name of his band?
Orange Man Group.
Oh, okay. I get it. Yeah. Orange Man Group.
Yeah. It was quite a battle. They wouldn't allow cameras to shoot the Battle of the Bands part of the night, but I did see some kind of stealth cell phone footage.
Okay.
And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I would put Donald Trump up there with, like, Bootsy Collins, Larry Graham, Bernard Edwards, and Verdeen White in terms of that get-down, stank-to-the-bone funk bass playing.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
Is playing, like, funk bass.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I can't even wrap my head around that.
Right? It seems insane.
Uh-huh.
And look, Obama's band is good.
Uh-huh.
But it's indie rock, which I like.
Sure, sure.
And the new stuff he's writing, it's weird. Like, it's not as edgy as it used to be. It's kind of like a cross between, I don't know, like Gimme Fiction, Era Spoon, and some of the poppier stuff off the last couple new pornos albums, like champions of red wine or sweet talk, stuff like that.
Sure, sure.
And I love that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Carl and Britt are, they're kind of the best at that. And we don't need to hear the president doing a mediocre version of that stuff, right?
Sure. I guess if somebody's got the market cornered on it.
Right.
Then this guy is doing, he's like second tier.
I think so, yeah. I just wish he would realize that and, go back to some of the earlier stuff, which kind of had like a slimp kind of feel to it.
Uh-huh.
I know he was into that stuff. He was into Bastro.
So he was really into the whole Louisville post squirrel bait sound.
Oh yeah, yeah, and it's funny. This documentary is just kind of came and went. There's a really good documentary on Tom Hazelmeyer and AMRAP.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama's all through this thing talking about stuff he loved.
Talking about his Obama was a fan of Amphetamine Reptile Records.
Oh yeah, he's even wearing like a baseball cap like Paige Hamilton. Wore. Yeah, he's wearing shorts too.
So he's dressing like the guy from Helmet.
He is, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if he's working that indie rock angle, he might want to get back to his roots.
I think so.
Yeah.
So look, anyway, Trump gets up there.
Yeah.
And when he strapped on that 9-string bass,
uh-huh.
I'm not exaggerating, nine strings.
9-string bass.
9 strings.
Okay.
It was like the neck of this thing was like an oar, you would paddle with.
Sure.
And he started slapping out that bass line to Cosmic Slop, the Funkadelic tune.
Yeah, yeah.
The air in the room just changed.
Mm-hmm.
People were losing their S, Tom.
They were okay.
It was so sick. Michelle Obama, she had to take her kids out of the room because the funk was just too deep and too greasy for anyone under 21.
That's how intense Trump's bass playing was.
It was.
That it actually was not for minors.
No, and he didn't have, his cap fell off, his Great America, Make America Great cap.
Yeah.
That he had, it fell off as like the first measure of the first song because he was just rocking so hard.
Okay.
He was like Flea times a million.
Uh-huh.
Took his shirt off. The comb forward thing he's got going on.
Yeah.
It fell down. So it basically, he ended up looking like Dusty Hill from ZZ Top. Like the hair came down in front of his chin. So it was like a weird beard.
Oh, I can't even picture that.
It was sick.
Yeah, it sounds sick. I feel sick picturing that.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof, I'm going to be sick on the 31st. Mm-hmm. All that candy I'm going to eat.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to go with for Halloween?
For Halloween? I don't know. I don't know what I would go to. I'm thinking about on Stranger Things. Like a sexy Barb costume.
Who is Barb? Barb's not Winona Ryder, right?
No. Barb is the one who ate it, who fell into the...
Oh, it's a pool. Oh, that's so scary.
She fell into the pool.
I don't like that.
Yeah. The Demigorgon got her.
Oof. See, I don't like that stuff. I don't think that's to be toyed with. The unknown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You don't want to toy with the unknown.
No, that sounds like a Bad Religion album, doesn't it?
Toying with the unknown?
You don't want to toy with the unknown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they would say, back...
Back to the toy.
Or they would say, no more toying, comma, back to the known.
You didn't like us when we sounded like Todd Rundgren on that last record, so now we're going to sound punk again.
Yeah. Remember when we were done sounding like that? Well, we're done not sounding like that.
You have spoken, and you voted with your wallets.
Yes.
So
our band,
we need the contents of those wallets again. So here we go.
Yeah. Our artistic vision took us in one direction. Our car payments took us back the other way.
So we're putting those big shorts back on. I'm buying a Jackson guitar.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, Halloween, so, huh?
Yeah. Oh, so Halloween?
Yeah. How about you? Are you going?
You know, I'm going to go with.
What's that?
I'll probably go with Paul Stanley again. That's kind of my go-to.
Okay, that's
your... Yeah, I like wearing the corset, and I like the boots and the makeup. It's just fun. It's like a cathartic sort of thing to be involved with.
Mm-hmm.
I like it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And speaking of Paul Stanley.
Yeah.
The Lover.
Yes.
You're only given a little bit tonight, but my favorite part of the Best Show...
Yeah.
...is when you do those impressions.
Oh. I don't.
I love it. Please, I would kill. It would be the best Halloween present ever.
Uh-huh.
If you would do Paul Stanley, let's see, what's a good situation? What? How about Paul Stanley talking about the merits of the 91-92 Chicago Bulls?
Oh, I don't.
Please.
What is it? Paul Stanley in an interview?
Paul Stanley, yeah, like okay. doing his thing where it sounds like he's reading a script.
Okay. Paul Stanley, okay, this I don't. Because he talks like this.
Yes,
Paul
yeah.
Paul Stanley. So he would say, the 1991-92 Chicago Bulls were really one of the best teams in the history of the NBA at that point. Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen had their tandem working in perfect accord, and Horace Grant's rebounding had reached an all-time high. And now, with John Paxson knocking down threes, they were able to spread the offense more effectively. Is that it? He hung up.
I'm here. Okay. I just can't believe how real that was.
You're making fun of me now.
No, I'm not.
No, Mike, now you're making fun of me.
Did he have an audio book going?
No, Mike. I didn't have an audio book of Paul okay. Stanley talking about the Chicago Bulls.
There is one, though, right?
I do think he has one. It's called Let's... It would be called Let's Get Ready to Play Some Basketball.
I think that's it, yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Right?
Yes.
He's just like...
I like that, yes.
Like, he would be just like, I'm here in Chicago! You guys got the Bulls! Michael Jordan! And then if he went to the next city, he'd be like, you know, over in Chicago, they think they're great with the Bulls. Boo. He would act like he never was in favor of them one night earlier.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, I saw you at that wedding on Saturday. Wasn't that fun?
But you were at the wedding?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, it was a nice wedding. It was a great ceremony.
Everything was perfect. The flowers were beautiful. I thought the vows were very well written and great music. It was just all around great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great day. The weather was perfect.
I do have to say, that old saying that they have about weddings being a great place to make a love connection,
uh-huh.
It's true.
Oh, so you met someone when you hooked up with someone at the wedding?
Two people.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, Janice, but also with one of the bridesmaids, too. Sheila Larson?
Okay, what? You said obviously Janice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But Janice was the bride.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say your name was again?
Russ.
Wait, this isn't Russ Reynolds, the groom at the wedding.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Well, Russ, that's terrible that you'd brag about hooking up with someone besides your new wife on your wedding day.
I did it. What's the big deal?
I mean, you're on the radio.
Yeah, but look, Janice doesn't care. She knows I have a very high S drive.
Uh-huh. Ugh. I can't imagine that Janice is okay with this.
No, she's totally into it. You know, like I said, I've got a very high drive. Wait. What's that?
What's that?
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
What? What is that?
Janice must have heard this on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
She's not being nearly as cool as I thought she was going to be.
Okay.
She must have been listening in the car. Janice, please. No, I can't explain. Janice, what are you... What?
Russ, what is going on over there? Russ? Russ! I don't... What? Hey, Russ? Russ! Russ? Oh, he's gone. Ooh. How about that? Hope he's okay. I don't know if I hope he's okay. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster, who else? Marcia Neumeier, and yeah, you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net and support the Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.